Okay, because I'm sure some of them are still there on tape and some of them still there on video and listen. Right, listen to the vibration we have come through those medium. Right? Listen to it and hear if it is a vibration of positivity or negativity. Right? And then go back and you listen to some we come from straight down a yard or street, you know, some Rastaman sound, you know, listen to them vibration, especially other parts of the world, because thank God it's not really based upon just Jamaica, because it evolves, you know. You have England, you have America, you have Europe, you have you know, the Caribbean, different area man interpret, but me at that about the one them sometime we come from the you know what I'm saying, we come from that little, it was a little small era, you know, but for that little small era that they go on with the holy pan, and so on. Thank God it passed, you know, but I'm just showing you, say the vibration. You never start off so, you start off positive vibration. You understand me? Some little man and man try to keep up the little vibration, but thank God it passed. You understand? And may I tell you, say, some culture is a beautiful thing. You understand? Some culture is a beautiful, beautiful thing. You understand? And even now, where other man embrace it and so he happy about it, because you see, it come back to positivity. Anything when I evolve is into positivity, I go evolve into negativity. And the man then where I come with it are some positive people, right? I try to bring back some good vibes. You understand? Inner dancer. It don't sound so much as the reality, but guess what? The reality, the same originality, then we come back to it and thing, but we still have love to the people that we embrace it same way, even though them are not 100%, you know what I mean, but them are still a few people, because they embrace the culture and them are show respect to the culture. You understand? Them not bring down the culture, them are try to bring it up. You understand me? I say, so we know, say, that our culture is our lifeline, our people, our lifeline, and we must respect our culture, respect our, because it's our lifeline. Oh, you mean? It bring in enough funds a yard, you know. It bring in enough funds to people, family. It bring in enough funds, even now as me at that about it. Reggae is a lifeline for a many a people, right? Save a many a youth from ditch and drop out. Save a many a youth. So we can't sit here and say, oh, them are not free. No, them are free. Them just need the good vibration and the good positivity. If you come and fall in a line and know, say, iron sharpen iron, we not in a no disunity, we in a unity, right? And we must stop play out the powers that be that want to see us fail and fall in a ditch. We must stop playing to them, and we must realize, say, the thing where we have a few thing, right? And we must own our craft and own the business and make sure no say the business is for longevity, not short term, right? This is how we gain the respect, this is how we gain acknowledgement, right? We not fall into world category, we are our own category, we are reggae, we are a dancer, right? We don't need to beg for awards, right? that are designed of a European nature. We can have our own awards of an African nature, and we can keep on producing our music as an African, because now this is the time. We have the technology, right? A man can have his own studio in Africa, boom boom, knock down by Mandora, and appear exuberant amount of money to record a tune, right? A man have a boom boom, knock down Mandora, and away upon him diabolical producer, the producer already. A man can produce already on his phone. Let's be real about it. Okay? And a man can tune up his phone with an app. Let's be real about it, right? So when we say let me own our culture. Let us own it. Let us be owners of the narrative. Owners of the narrative, right? Take it to the next level. Don't be lackadaisical, okay? Don't be complacent and don't recognize the time, right? Recognize what is going on. Let us be owners of the narrative, right? Let us continue to empower ourselves, right? Because sound culture is an empowerment, right? A movement that has never died. It just evolved, right? Let us continue to keep our eyes on the prize, right? But let us bring forth a message of good vibration, positive vibration, right? Yes, we love all the big names. And we love all the big sound, right? But I'm rooting for the underdogs also, right? The sound with no name and the artist with no name, but plenty of talent, right? Because it is the culture. It is our culture. You know, belong to no one set of territory. Come out of Africa, evolve, go into Jamaica, and spread across the world. That is the fact, right? So anybody argue with Africa, they argue with Africa, because Africa come out, you know, come out of Jamaica, you know, it evolve in Jamaica, and it go spread across the world. And same way it spread across the world, it go evolve again, right? So now you see, it branch off and they have different name. You don't even know how far it's from my name then, but we just know say it branch off in different. I see white man, you see Chinese man, you see Indian man, you see all type of different nationality I take part in the thing. No problem. That was God's gift to the world. Right? And we were just the vessel. Yeah, we were just a vessel. So, if we are the vessel, let us own the craft as a vessel. Let us own the talent as vessels. And let us bring forth good message. Because if God give it to us, we have to bring forth good message. We can't bring forth negative message. And negative message only come from the devil. You understand me? Right? Yeah. So I big up all sound system out there, so good, bad and indifferent. I big up all DJ, all artists, good, bad and indifferent. But at the end of the day, God hold us responsible, the Almighty Jah hold us responsible for the message. You understand? And I continue to fight the good fight to overcome the lesser evil. You understand? So I speak upon these truths. And I know that these truths are real. And they will produce what they come to produce. Right? And accomplish what they come to accomplish. You understand? So, we give blessings unto the Almighty. And we thank you all for listening. We thank God for the opportunity to bring forth the Idolist Podcast. You understand? Look forward to greater and better things. Hell yeah.